Yesterday, after another horrific week of death and destruction in Gaza, two announcements from Israel: an extensive ground operation throughout the northern and southern Gaza, and at the same time allowing what was called a basic quantity of food to enter the territory. That announcement on food comes 11 weeks after it halted the entry of all goods and humanitarian assistance, but it was not clear when the resumption of aid would begin or how and where it would be distributed. Israel has pounded Gaza in the past week, at least 464 Palestinians killed, more than 53,000 dead since this Israeli military campaign began. Earlier, I spoke to Olga Sherevko, spokesperson for the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. She first described conditions where she is in Gaza.
So I'm currently in Deir Bala. We've been obviously up since 3-4 days now. The attacks and the operations have intensified considerably, and it's been quite a few very loud days and nights. Last night we actually had to spend the night in the hallway because we received a call from the Israeli authorities telling us to basically move away from the windows and not to move around too much. So we had to sleep in the hallway, something that I don't think the privilege that other civilians unfortunately do not get to receive a phone call like that. Basically, the situation here has been getting dire, more and more dire by the day. People are hungry. We barely have any food left. Obviously, we've distributed the last of our stock weeks ago, and the kitchens are closing rapidly. We've had about a 75% reduction in the number of meals provided. Hospitals are under attack again. In just a few days, there's been at least 4 hospitals hit directly or indirectly, of course, affecting the services and impacting the equipment, destroying the equipment, and obviously killing and injuring patients.
And we've seen two announcements in the past 24 hours from the Israeli government and the Israeli military. On the one hand, we have this intensification now of that ground operation that you're already talking about, the death and destruction that people are suffering. And at the same time, this announcement from Benjamin Netanyahu that he will now allow, and the quote is, a basic quantity of food to enter the territory. What do you make of this?
Yeah, so we've been approached by the Israeli authorities to basically resume a limited aid delivery. We're at the moment in discussions with them on how this would this will be taking place, given this rapidly evolving situation on the ground and the very intense operations that are still continuing at this point. So we will need to see how that will work.
And I wonder how it will work if at the same time you have this now named Operation Gideon's Chariots, with this increase, and we don't know the number of Israeli military on the ground again, boots on the ground in Gaza. And at the same time, you're being asked to coordinate some sort of limited food delivery, and you still don't have any details.
Yes, we're still in discussions over this. Obviously, everything is changing every minute, it seems like. And of course, our movements at the moment are quite constrained. Our ability to move around is impacted by what's happening. And but this, of course, doesn't mean that we are not able to still continue with the services as much as we can. Obviously, a lot of them have been impacted, but we are still trying to provide as much as we can. And we've been here since the beginning, and of course, we are staying and delivering as the situation allows. But the developments in the security the deterioration of the security situation have been a factor, of course.
And of course, we know from the UN that this isn't about starvation sometime in the future. It's happening now. Is there any timeline at all as to when the aid will be available to you, what form of aid will be available to you? And indeed, if it is limited, who decides who gets it?
Well, this is why we have reiterated our position is that any delivery of aid has to be in line with humanitarian principles, and it has to be done in such a way that it reaches everyone in need. So we can, we will continue discussing whatever parameters that are being proposed. But at the end of the day, we have to work with the globally established humanitarian principles that that and systems that make sure that aid reaches the people in need.
Olga Sherefko there from the UN talking to me a little earlier. It's 12 minutes to nine.